Hello.
Hello. Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I see that you were about to complete it. So would you like to continue?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And now the question that you left off were, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Neither one.
Thank you very much. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Actually, I voted for Donald Trump.
Thank you. Now, thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's about the same.
Now, we're going to switch gears a bit here. Now, I'd like to read you some statements, well, two statements about an important issue facing our communities. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more? Statement A, which says, we need to increase funding for police departments to hire more police, buy more crime-fighting equipment, and increase prosecution of criminals and hand down longer jail sentences in order to make our communities safer. Or statement B, we don't need to increase funding for police departments. We need to invest more funding in crime prevention and violence interruption programs, after-school programs, and mental health in order to get at root causes of crime to make our communities safer. Out of the two, which do you agree with more? And is that a somewhat more statement A or much more statement A?
Yes,
A. Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
No, I'd be too busy working.
Okay. So, would it be only a little or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Thank you. Now, I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. The first one is ban chokeholds and no-knock warrants for federal officers. How important of an accomplishment is that to you? Is it very important?
What is that?
Ban chokeholds and no-knock warrants for federal judge officers.
What do you mean?
And how important of an accomplishment is that to you? Is it very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Not important to me.
Oh, what was that? I'm sorry you cut off.
It's not important to me. I don't know what you're saying.
So, not very important or not at all important?
No, not at all. Not.
Thank you.
Not very important.
The next one is, capped the price of insulin at $35 per month for Medicare and Medicaid. How important is that of an accomplishment to you? Is it very important, somewhat important?
Is it what?
Capped the price of insulin at $35 per month for Medicare and Medicaid.
Cap it.
Yes.
Yeah, cap it.
Capped the price of insulin at $35 per month for Medicare and Medicaid. So how important an accomplishment is that to you? Is it very important? Somewhat important?
Very important.
Thank you. The next one is, a third of the judges appointed to the federal bench are African American, the most ever. How important is that an accomplishment to you?
That's an accomplishment. Really, I don't, I don't got no reason to go to court, so that's not important to me.
Okay, so not very important or not at all important?
Not very important.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, invested $50 billion to stabilize the child care industry and keep child care centers open. How important of an accomplishment is that to you? Is it very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Very important.
And the last one is, invested nearly $6 billion to support historically black colleges and universities.
Very important.
Thank you. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments in the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Is he a campus that I approve?
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I approve, somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, we're right around the corner to finishing the survey, so just please bear with me for a couple of minutes more. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means that it is a somewhat convincing reason to vote, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, Democrats in the Senate are focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on price gouging by big corporations. More jobs and lower costs means voting for Democrats focused on fighting inflation so working people can get ahead. From a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing do you think that is of a reason to vote in the presidential elections of 2024? The next one is, you might not know this, but Congressman Hakeem Jeffries was elected as Democratic leader by his peers in the United States Congress earlier this year, the first ever African-American leader for either party in Congress. If Democrats win in 2024, he will become Speaker of the House, making history, and become the second most powerful person in our government. He would not only be able to move an agenda focused on growing economic opportunities for everyone, but he'd be our check for MAGA Republicans and their radical agenda to roll back our freedoms and rights. So how convincing do you think it is to vote in the 2024 presidential elections on a scale from 0 to 10?
8.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now to please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Thank you. And what stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard?
What do you mean?
About what?
What do you mean?
Oh, about the arguments you just heard about how convincing it is to vote in the 2024 elections. What stood out to you the most?
The improvement of the past values and all that.
just to see if I got that correctly, is that they are doing all right?
Huh?
So, the question was, what stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard? I actually have to type your answer. Can you get a bit closer to the to your cell phone? Because you're cutting off a bit.
No, I'm trying to eat.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. But I promise you, we will be finished. Just a few more questions.
Okay.
So what stood out to you the most from the arguments you you just heard?
The part where they price got trying to stop the price gouging and Jeffrey being
so
hold on.
Okay. The part where they are trying to cap the prices for drugs.
Yeah.
Did I understand correct? Okay.
Yes.
And about Hakeem Jeffries?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ways that people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you that way. The first one is TV ads, yes or no?
Did I say TBS?
TV ads.
I don't really watch TV.
So, were you contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season through TV ads?
No, I wasn't.
What about text messages?
No.
Someone conveys in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Mailers?
Yeah, in the neighborhood. People coming around talking.
Mm-hmm. And phone calls?
No.
Was that a yes or a no?
No.
Okay, thank you. Social media or internet apps?
Really, social media.
Mm-hmm. Were you contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season through social media and TV and internet apps? I'm sorry.
I wasn't contacted.
Okay. Radio apps? Yes or no?
Yeah, I had the radio app.
Mm-hmm. And door knocks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Door knocks?
Door knocks.
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Okay, thank you. Now we're going to switch gears
mainly
for the last time.
Yes? Mainly on TV and radio ads.
Oh, TV and radio ads. So for TV ads, you answered no. Would you like to change the answer to yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, switching gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed, that you have completed?
11.
But what is the highest degree that you have completed? Or you have received, I'm sorry.
Degree? I didn't.
What is the highest degree that you have received?
I just said I didn't.
Oh. So is it between... I'm sorry. Is it 1 through 11th grade or high school graduate?
1 through 11th grade.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow? Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, I live in my household.
But do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
And thinking about the neighborhood where you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Less than half.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay, and that was the last question. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. We really appreciate your time. Have a wonderful dinner as well.
You too.
Yes. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.